Welcome back to our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's now time for today's Unified Bank Profile, and we get a chance to talk with Nailers defenseman Chris Ortiz. And Chris, you're rocking the Pittsburgh Penguins t-shirt, and what a really neat experience for you last month to get a chance to play in your first NHL preseason game. What were your emotions when they first told you you were getting the opportunity?
Honestly, I just wanted to have this opportunity to play an NHL game. And I was just excited, but like, you need to focus. And after I saw their lineup, like, Laine was playing, Gaudreau, you just got to focus on like trying to play against these guys. But like, these guys are so good. But overall, it was a great experience.
How much did you really get a chance to take things in, like during the warm-up? Were you looking across the ice at some of the players, looking around the arena, and just really enjoying and soaking in the experience?
Well, you know, I've been in like big stadium, but not as big. You know, the first thing that popped in my head was the cannon in Columbus. That was like a thing in Columbus playoff and stuff. So that like really like. But other than that, honestly, I didn't like really look at them during the warm up or something. I just wanted to like focus on myself and play my game.
How did you feel as you started to get into the rhythm of the game? When did it start to feel normal, I guess, for you?
Probably after the first couple shifts. When you, probably the first two shifts, just see how the pace goes, move the puck, and then after that, I kind of like just let it go and start playing.
Being your second year in the organization, how much did you take away from last year that's really helping you drive forward and going to have a really big year for you in year two?
I think it's the physical aspect of the game. You know, there's bigger guys, stronger guys, so I just need to get to be smarter because I'm not as big as those guys and not as strong yet, but just be like smarter than them and quicker than them.
The playoffs last year, that's always a great experience to get a chance to not only play in it, but have that success as well. How much does that help you in your game, being able to have that taste of success and know what it takes to ultimately get to a point like that in a season?
You know, just like keep going forward, keep getting better every day. You know, those playoff games are nice to play, nice to be in, a lot of emotion. Adversity, you just need like to build forward and just go forward.
Had you ever played in a game seven before, and what was that experience like for you, especially being on the winning side of a game seven?
Yeah, I've been on the game seven on the losing side, fortunately, but on the winning side is unbelievable, you know, especially in OT winning goals. So just unbelievable feeling, honestly.
What's it been like to get reacclimated with everybody? There's a lot of familiar faces that were here with you last season. Did that make it easy when you walked in the door and you can just start naming guys off left and right?
Yeah, it was a lot easier than the first time I was in there. I was coming back from Wilkes the first time. I know like probably two, three guys, and then you get to know them throughout the year, and next year there's still some familiar faces. It's so easy and so just nice to talk to them again.
I notice a lot of Quebecois on the team this year. That must be really fun for you. Have all of you guys started to kind of gather together and kind of formed a nice little friendship?
Yeah, I think it's always a thing on like English team or like the Quebec guys are always gonna like bond with each other. Language is obviously like a primary thing, but like we just talk French with each other. We're literally neighbors on the loft, so we're always together, honestly.
What's it like playing for head coach Derek Armey? He seems to really have a lot of the backing from you guys, and you guys really seem to enjoy playing for him.
Yeah, like last year, you know, he's an open guy. You know, you can go talk to him about everything, and all he wants is hard everything, like focus, hard. Since you put the effort in, he's going to back you all the time.
What do you like about the structure of this team? Do you notice a lot of similarities to the way that you guys played last year? Or is there something that's new that you guys can do this year that you think will even make your chances of having success that much better?
I think it's still early in the game, in the season. We still have a lot to work on, but I think we can be a pretty good team and pretty playoff contender. And I think we're as good as last year or maybe better, like, towards the end of the year, we're going to be a little better than last year, I think.
I'm sure from a team standpoint, you're going to try and do whatever you can to help this team win games. But from a personal standpoint, how much does getting a chance to go to Wilkes-Barre-Scranton this year really be one of your targets in trying to make yourself better on an individual standpoint?
Like I said, being hard, being just work on the like individual stuff, like on my free time shot. I know I need to work on my shot especially, but you know, just getting stronger, smarter, and hard plays, I think is going to be, like, helpful for me up there.
Did you do anything fun this summer?
Oh, I went to Vegas actually for a week. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but kind of lose a little bit of money, but that's fine.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Poppy, really appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time, and it's great to have you back for another great season here in Wheeling.
Thank you.
Chris Ortiz of your Wheeling Nailers, tonight's Unified Bank Profile. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.